Now, the idea of lineage is not just an idea. It's not just of historical interest. It's not just nice, as it were, to be able to trace your spiritual descent back to Padmasambhava. Lineage is a truth, as it were, a fact, as it were, which can actually be experienced as a living spiritual reality. And to help one experience this is the purpose of the Guru Yoga. And the Guru Yoga has got many forms, some of them rather complex. Now I'm going to describe one or two of the simpler, more exoteric forms of the Guru Yoga, and then conclude. One begins with a transformation. One transforms oneself. One transforms oneself into a mass of light. One feels, one imagines that one is nothing but light. That one's body, one's bones, flesh, blood, marrow, skin, heart, mind, thoughts are all transformed, transmuted into pure, brilliant, blazing light, a mass of light. And this light gradually assumes a certain form, assumes the form of a figure, an image, known as Vajra Yogini. Assumes, that is to say, a beautiful female form. Whether the disciple is here male or female doesn't matter. The disciple assumes, having transformed himself or herself into a mass of light, assumes this beautiful female form, brilliant red in colour and naked except for ornaments of human bone. And this beautiful red naked female figure, which one has become, which one now is, which one feels oneself to be, is surrounded by a halo of rainbow-coloured light extending in all directions. Now the assumption of the female form here is significant. It suggests receptivity to the Guru's influence. The disciple is, as it were, especially at the time of initiation, female in relation to the Guru. And red, of course, in Tantric tradition, is the colour of love, pure, brilliant red, the colour of love, of passion, and of fascination. And the nakedness of the figure represents sincerity and openness and freedom from all disguises. And the ornaments of human bone represent renunciation, freedom from attachment, fearlessness in the face of death, and so on. So feeling oneself, seeing oneself in the form of Vajra Yogini, one visualizes on one's head, feels on one's head, one's own personal Guru. Above him one sees, one feels. One can imagine, if one likes, that one is seeing all this as though in a mirror. One sees, one feels the figure of the great Guru Padmasambhava. Above Padmasambhava one sees or feels the figure of Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of absolute compassion. Sees him not in his more usual two-armed or four-armed form, one sees him in a very special, very important form, with 11 heads and 1,000 arms extending in all directions, representing the omnipotence and omnipresence of compassion. And above even Avalokiteshvara, in this 11-headed and 1,000-armed form, one sees the figure of Amitabha, the Red Buddha, the Buddha of infinite light and eternal life. And around, one visualizes the scriptures, gurus of India and Tibet, and so on. But one's attention, one's main attention, is fixed on the line of gurus above one's head, above Vajrayogini's head, oneself being now Vajrayogini, one's personal guru, Padmasambhava, Avalokiteshvara, Amitabha. One concentrates on. One sees very clearly, one feels this line, this lineage extending from the top of one's own head upwards into space. And seeing them, feeling them, one, as it were, prays to them all. One prays for their blessing, prays that one may gain enlightenment, prays that one may gain enlightenment for the sake of all living beings. And one does this, recites the prayer, that is to say, 100,000 times altogether. Then the topmost figure, the figure of Amitabha, the Buddha of infinite light and eternal life, the topmost figure dissolves into light and becomes absorbed in the next figure down, the figure of Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion. Then the figure of Avalokiteshvara dissolves into light, is absorbed in the figure of Padmasambhava. Then the figure of Padmasambhava is dissolved into light and absorbed in the figure of one's own guru. And next, one sees, radiating from the form of one's own guru on one's head as Vajrayogini, light, brilliant light radiating in all directions. And one feels, one experiences the compassion, the kindness of the guru, and feels his blessing, his adhisthana, as it's technically called, descending upon one. One feels this, one experiences this. But this is not enough. This is only the preparation. In the Tantra, one wants more than a blessing. One wants initiation. Better to say, tantric initiation. One wants the transmission of power, spiritual power. So what does one do next? One visualizes a white om on the guru's forehead. And from this white om on the guru's forehead, there issues a ray of pure white light. And this falls onto one's own head center, and so falling bestows the jar or vase initiation. And one feels all one's sins of body, one's sins of action, wiped out. One feels enabled now to practice the Mahayoga. One feels that the seed of the Nirmanakaya of a Buddha has been sown. And then one visualizes at the throat of the guru a red letter A, R. And from this red letter A at the guru's throat, there issues a ray of burning red light. And this ray of burning red light falls on one's own throat center, conferring the secret initiation, wiping out one's sins of speech, and enabling one to practice the Anu Yoga, also sowing the seed of the Sambhogakaya. Then at the guru's heart, one visualizes a deep blue hung. And from this hung, there issues a ray of what is called smoky blue light. Light blue, like the colour of a cloud of smoke. And this falls on our own heart centre, confers the wisdom initiation, wipes out sins of mind, and enables one to practice the Ati Yoga, the Supreme Yoga, and also sows the seed of the Dharmakaya of a Buddha. Finally, from the Guru's three centres, simultaneously, their issue rays of rainbow-coloured light, and these rays of rainbow-coloured light all fall at the same time on one's own three centres, that is to say, of the head, the throat and the heart, thus conferring the knowledge initiation and wiping out sins of body, speech and mind together, and sowing the seed of the capacity for sharing in the Svabhavikakaya, the self-existent body, the unity of the previous three. At the same time, one spontaneously gains the power of experiencing absolute samadhi. Then, one sees, one feels, the guru descending through the crown of one's head, down the median nerve, into one's own heart, and taking his seat there, taking opposite where his abode there. And at the same time that the guru descends into one's heart, one feels, coming down through one's body, through one's whole psychophysical organism, a flood of what is called knowledge nectar. One feels as though one has absorbed transcendental knowledge, transcendental wisdom, feels as though one is filled with nectar, feels it filling one's whole body, one's whole organism. And as that happens, the guru in one's heart is transformed into the light of great bliss, transcendental bliss, overwhelming absolute ecstasy. And one feels one's body, one's speech, and one's mind becoming one with the body, speech, and mind of the guru. And in that state one remains as long as one possibly can. And having so remained, one concludes with a prayer. And it's with this prayer that we're also going to conclude our study, or perhaps I should say even our visualization, of the cosmic refuge tree and the archetypal guru. With the help of one of my own gurus, I translated this prayer many years ago when engaged in some of these practices. So the prayer runs as follows. O my own immediate holy guru, O great jewel, abiding within the lotus of my heart, may you never separate from me, but remain inseparable. Grant me accomplishment of body, speech, and mind. Throughout all births, may I have an excellent guru, and from him never separated, may I practice the holy Dharma. And fully accomplishing the good qualities of the path and the stages, may I speedily attain the Vajradhara state. From this evil mind of mine quickly liberated, may I speedily become the Guru Buddha. And may I lead all beings without exception to the Guru Buddha's abode. O holy Guru, as are thy body length of life and abode, so also may I be.